Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Rick Mayo. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Today, we'd like to talk to you about the IBM Service Management Library and some of the great work that's been going on this year around the library. I think the first thing you'll notice is the new name, the IBM Service Management Library, which was formerly the OPAL Library. So that's probably the first big change. So today, myself and Mike Hahn, John Rodriguez, who are with me, we've all been working this year on enhancing and marketing and building new capabilities into the library. And we'd like to take you through some of those capabilities. And I think you'll notice one of the first things about the name change from OPAL to Service Management is we really wanted to highlight the integration aspects to Service Management. We're talking now about not just the integration capability, but actually accelerators and how we can accelerate your journey to integrated service management with the capabilities in the library. And I think it's really important as a salesperson to understand all the capabilities that are available to you in the library and how you can leverage them to close more deals and make more money. So let's go on to chart two. And obviously the first topic is, well, how does it help you make more money? And I think there's three key points that we'll cover in more detail here. And those are, the coverage you can provide. Obviously, it's important as you go into deals that, especially in today's environment with a lot of different components in the environment that you want to be able to connect to, how do you do that? And we'll show you the capabilities provided in the ISM library to cover that. Also, the second point around customers driving upsells, this is, I think, really a critical point that you expose your customer to the capabilities of the ISM library so they can actually search it themselves to find new capabilities, which, again, will help them potentially buy more agents of Tivoli and deploy their service management tools they bought much more quickly. So we'll talk a little more detail about that. And third, but certainly not least, is that we really don't have a competitor that has the breadth and depth and reach that the ISM library has from both the IBM accelerators we've delivered as well as a number of third parties accelerators that have been put into the library. So we'll talk about how that plays out. So I think those, if you just keep those three points in mind, those are the three key things you want to take away from the presentation is the coverage, getting your customers exposed to it so they can, find their own capabilities in the library, and then the competitive advantage it delivers to you. So going on to chart three around the coverage, when you look at this chart, I think it's clear that we have over 1,800 what we're calling accelerators or integrations in the library today that are really across the Tivoli product portfolio, as well as aligned by industries, solutions. There's a number of different ways you'll see later in the presentation that you can search the library to find the solution you need. And this, vastly outnumbers, what our competitors are doing in this space. So it really provides a way that you can quickly go out, if you're responding to an RFP, you have a client request to say, oh, well, I have, NetCool, but I need to integrate it with this particular type of router or other capability. Can you do that? It gives you a one-stop shop to go out and look in the library to see if you do have that capability so you can respond very quickly to those RFPs and client requests for those types of integrations. And I know as we've expanded the Tivoli portfolio over time, it's become more and more critical with all the capabilities we have and all the different, components and pieces of hardware that can be in the customer's environment that you have an easy way to search and look for these integrations and accelerators that can be quickly found and delivered. And, you know, that's really the one of the key points around the coverage, you know, that today I think it's really critical that you have an easy way of expanding that coverage and being able to check on what's available. Because I know a lot of time can be spent, you know, just finding somebody to ask about, you know, well, do we have something that connects, you know, product A and component B? And this gives you a one-stop shop to go in and find that capability and know right away whether we can deliver that type of integration. So certainly the coverage aspect is a key aspect to keep in mind. Also critical, if you go to chart 4, is the ability to upsell the customers, you know, the more agents that that customer can buy and install, obviously the more dollars for you. So you want to really be able to connect your customers to the ISM library. And the great thing about it is there's no registration required. There's no fees for going out and searching in the library. It's very easy to go out and you know, start looking through and seeing what's available. And you see a couple of customer examples here. The cell phone provider, you know, that had, you know, some 60 NetCool accelerators they've downloaded from the library. So they always go out and check, you know, before they do any kind of installation or start to create their own custom integration. They always go out and check in the ISM library to see if an integration is already available. And this consumer products company, in a similar vein, you know, is sees it as a way to really, you know, leverage the features like the quick find capability to search on, you know, different aspects, whether it's a solution, a product, an industry focus. You can go out and quickly look for, you know, based on the product you have and what you want to connect to find a way to extend that. And obviously, it accelerates their deployment of that capability. And so it's not just a shelfware capability, but it's actually getting deployed now that they have the ability to connect it to the things in their environment. So again, it's an easy way to have the customers actually upselling their own function so they can install more Tivoli capability, use more of their licenses, and also see what else is available in the library they might be interested in that they could then purchase. So I think there's a lot of, you know, benefits to making sure your customers, you know, that not only you are aware of what's available, but also making your customers aware. Now, as we go on to chart 5, I'll turn it over to Mike Hahn to talk about some of the competitive aspects with the library. Mike?
Great. Yep, thank you, Rick. So this is Mike Hahn speaking, and again, appreciate everybody's time. So as Rick was touching on, one of the things that we view very important about the ISM library is that really when you look at our other competitors and as you're in selling opportunities, this is really an advantage. And in fact, in slide 13, we provide an example of a slide that you could use in the discussions with customers, and it provides a URL. So as a customer or even a prospective customer, you can really use this in a manner that really illustrates and really brings you know, the reality to the discussion that says, here are the things that help you as a customer be successful in your deployment. And really when you look at HP or some of the other companies out there also doing management, that they really don't have anything like this. And this is visible to the customer. They can see it. They can look around and, you know, for themselves understand what we provide. So as a website, we're really providing both the value to the customer beforehand to understand what's available to them. And then, again, as they begin their deployments and continue their deployments, what they're able to do is continue to use this to help extend their deployments. So if we move on to slide 6, this is some examples of some of the customers and sales reps, as well as some of our partners who have been very successful with using the catalog. And if you really just take it around clockwise, you know, customers are benefiting from it because they can really just come to the site, easily navigable, and find what they're looking for. In fact, when we speak to customers, a lot of times what they really value is just the ability to search for something. They may come from Google or one of the search engines, or they may actually do this directly on the site. But they're able to find the item and begin the download so they can very quickly find what they need and continue on. And that really works both for the large customers as well as, you know, the small to medium business where they really value time. And, you know, a lot of times their IT department is even further stretched than sometimes the larger corporate or enterprise environments. And then really from the selling perspective, as you move around the world, so to speak, you know, we've been able to use this in conversations with prospective customers, and it really is a statement of our ecosystem and our strength as a platform. And then certainly with our system integrator and global services colleagues, all of them also benefiting. And again, interesting from a system integrator perspective, this really reduces a lot of the risk in SOWs, because if you can identify existing integrations from a services perspective, what you're really able to do then is predict what is the level of effort that is needed to do a particular deployment. So having some of this knowledge up front will actually help in developing your SOWs. If we move on to slide 7, so Rick kind of highlighted an earlier term referred to as OPAL, and we've been doing this for several years. The investment from IBM is significant, and not just IBM, but we also have third-party vendors who have also built integrations that also work with their solution and interoperate with ours. And really, over the course of the last several years, we've both taken the feedback from our customers, from our sellers, partners, and really understood what was helping them. And John will share a little bit of some of that, the most recent updates that we've done. So it's evolved very much over the course of the last several years in terms of capability of the site. But just as important, we've extended the number of applications that we support as well as the number of integrations. So this is an ongoing experience, a journey, so to speak, as we acquire companies, as we are extending our capabilities within our products. We're using the catalog as really that vehicle to actually deliver, you know, timely integrations that meet the customer requirements or are addressing a certain trend that certainly is important to us as we're selling into those customers. With that said, let me transition the slides, the presentation over to John Rodriguez. And so John Rodriguez is the individual that really drives a lot of the enhancements and changes to the site. So John, if you don't mind, please take me to slide 8.
Yes, thank you. And thank you very much for the time. And one of the big changes that we wanted to do this year as we went from OPAL to ISM Library is make the system a lot more flexible so that people can come in from various different means, locate what they would need from an integration, a download, a partner integration, and be able to download it and proceed. And also with this new change was a re-architecture of the system so that everything in the system could be quickly indexed and available through search tools like Google. And so if you go to Google today and do a search on a topic, typically you will find the ISM Library entries. The other thing we wanted to highlight is the fact that different ways to come in. So we do search by product, by type, by content type. And some of this become a little bit more important as we go forward with some enhancements that are coming in where there's very specific product content, like for Maximo, things of that nature that we'll be able to download and use within the applications. Go on to slide 9. This is a view of just today what somebody can do to come in. So I can search by product. I can search by using a query command line, not only in Google, but within the ISM Library itself. I can search by different content types. So if I'm looking for monitoring agents, I can go by type, select monitoring agents, and get a list of those. If I need probes, same with Omnibus. I can get a list of probes. Now, when we say a list, that will be both agents that are provided by IBM for direct download, agents that are provided by business partners, and those links will actually go to the business partner site to obtain those. Also will include is agents that may be residing on Passport Advantage for purchase. The rationale behind this is as a person is rolling out a solution, there are different aspects of the agents of integrations that are needed, and some are purchasable, some are filled in by business partners, and some are made available for direct use. And so we try to make those available or viewable within ISM Library. The other thing that you'll want to take advantage of is every time there's a new item that goes into the ISM Library or there's an update, there's an RSS link by product. So if you're interested in activity monitoring, you can go to ISM Library, click on that RSS link, and you can always get those updates. And so every product that is represented in ISM Library has that capability. Right? Once you go into the ISM Library and you do a search by some way, product or content, and you get a list, on the right side, there's what we call a filtered search list, and you can keep selecting content type products to narrow that search down. And it's a quick way to be able to get down to what you're looking at if you don't know what the exact topic or exact name of that item would be. The same when you display the item. What we try to do is give you enough information so you know what it is, allow you to download the accelerator or go to the Passport Advantage place to buy the partner site, contact information to either contact the provider or contact the person with IBM that provided it, and relative product information and your ability to write a review. This is kind of like a community feature where you can tell, you know, state how helpful it is for you and other things you might want to see with regards to this particular integration. Go to slide 10. What we're looking at, and kind of this is an outlook of where we would like to go with everything, today we do provide the direct query, the public search, and the RSS feeds. Shortly, you'll have some capability that will, from within a few applications, like, say, Maximo, for example, you will be able to get the ISM library integrations directly within the application itself. And the desire would be, as we go forward and a customer installs Maximo or monitoring or something of that nature, and from their workshop, when they need integrations and they're trying to do their build-out, they would be able to hit a link. It would automatically put that stuff represented within that product, like a dashboard, and the customer could select the items that they need to deploy. As we're going forward also, looking forward to some of the time-to-value projects and efforts that are going on, so more of a solution references. And what we're talking there is typically to fulfill a solution for a customer, you may need a number of agents or a number of probes, or you may need a combination of things like that. So putting in some architectural references that help pull that together in a view that is easily manageable, easily consumed. And then as we go through, just further solution highlights, different ways to get to data. The thought pattern behind this is we really want people to be able to come in the ISM library through like a 1, 2, 3-step process where, you know, get there, do a query, get what you need, and move on to deploying the solution. And with that, let me just state, as John Rodriguez, my information is in most of the public documents. Please feel free to contact me anytime. If you have any questions, via same time, email, and we'll get back to help you out on what you might need around ISM Library. With that, let me transition back to Richard.
Thanks, John. And on chart 11, just to wrap things up, hopefully today in this brief presentation, we've shown you, you know, how you can win more deals using the ISM Library, some of the great capabilities we have today, as far as, you know, enhanced searching, you know, the community we're setting up with it for the customers and yourselves, and also how you can obviously get your customers interested in using the library themselves to, again, provide, you know, more agents that they, you know, potentially download and could generate more dollars for you. And lastly, you know, we talked a little bit about the competitors. As we looked across the competitive landscape, there's really nobody that has this breadth of capability for both the company provided and, you know, in the IBM case, and third parties to have a single repository that, you know, doesn't require any registration or fees to get you started. So I think there's a lot of great benefits, and hopefully you can see them now. Tell your other sales associates as well as your customers the great capabilities that are available here, and, you know, really generate interest in having people use the library more extensively to generate revenue. So I think that wraps up the presentation for today. We certainly thank you for joining, and have a good day.